Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
I was blessed with a wonderful mother, says David Moore, who taught me how to pray for all things, great and small, and then to trust him to answer in the way that was best for me. David says that as a boy, he noticed that when his mother prayed, she never said Amen at the end of her prayers. When he went to church and the pastor prayed, he always finished with a flourish and a hearty Amen. That, of course, was the sign that the prayer was ended. It was time to head for the door or whatever. When others prayed, they always signed off with an Amen, as a kind of spiritual radio station break signaling the conclusion of the whole matter. But not his mother, and it bothered David. One day he asked her, "Mother, why don't you ever say Amen?" And she answered, saying, "I'm not through praying, and saying Amen denotes a conclusion to a prayer, and I'm not through yet. I'm just pausing for a while." She explained, "Jesus knows that I have many duties to perform, and he doesn't mind waiting for a few minutes before we continue our conversation." Is that scriptural or what? When Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, he told them to pray without ceasing. Another translation puts it, "pray continually," and a third renders the text, "always keep on praying." Obviously, Paul couldn't have meant that we should pray every waking moment. Even those who have entered cloisters and dedicated their lives to prayer will tell you that it's impossible to pray every moment. Even the most dedicated will tell you that their minds wander and their thoughts drift far astray. What this godly woman practiced, though, is exactly what Paul had in mind. Live day by day, hour by hour, even minute by minute, so that you are in constant touch with the Lord. Prayer is an attitude, an expression of your heart, which finds reality in our words. But it goes far beyond the composed verbal expressions which we think of as prayers. After spending most of her life alone in Africa, a Scottish woman returned to her native Scotland. Mary Slessor was admired for her work, but her friends began to talk among themselves. "Have you noticed," said one, "that she kind of mumbles under her breath almost all of the time?" It seemed obvious to them that the loneliness and the isolation had affected her mind. With the true loyalty of a friend who tells you about your social flaws, someone pointed out the fact that people were talking about her whispers and apparent conversation not intended for other people. Immediately, Mary set them straight. "Yes," she replied, "I know what I'm doing. I'm talking to Jesus." She explained that in everything she prayed and vented her feelings to the Lord. Now, there's a good chance that your employer might wonder if you really have it all together if you pray audibly all of the time. But you can make it a practice, as did David Moore's mother, never to say Amen, never in reality to say, "Okay, God, I'm finished. That's it for now. I'll be in touch with you the next time I have a need." Prayer is conversation between you and your Heavenly Father. It's a dialogue that should never end. Though you may have never noticed this fact, it's interesting to observe that the prayers of Jesus were very short in public, very long in private. His conversation with his Heavenly Father ended only when he had cried, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." May God forgive us for the amens we have used to conclude our praying, and help us to keep the dialogue going.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.